It's Rod and Mandy on the Pure Country Morning Show. Kalen Mitchell is the chief meteorologist at CTV Atlantic. It's pretty cold today. It feels like minus 22 up in the Truro area, Kalen, but looks like we've got some colder weather on the way.
Yeah, good morning, Rod and Mandy. This is sort of the preview to this sort of Arctic air that we're going to be getting into coming up at the end of this week. It's quite the cold snap. It's going to be short-lived. We're kind of going to get to the worst of it as we move through Friday night into Saturday, and then temperatures will be moderating on Sunday. Of course, it's not unusual for us to get cold snaps this time of the year. This one, though, is a little bit more extreme than what we typically have to contend with on any given winter. The reason for that is there's going to be a strong storm off the coast of Labrador at the end of this week, and it's going to put us over into quite the gusty northwest wind as we move through Friday night into Saturday. We've got some gusts in around the Truro area that could be 60, 70 kilometers per hour. And that northwest wind is going to provide almost like a direct highway for some very cold Arctic air out of northern Quebec to come down and into the Maritime region. There's a potential for this this cold air to kind of challenge some of the standing records for February 4th around parts of the Maritimes, and wind chill is definitely going to be a factor with it. It starts with the cold front coming in Friday morning, and that will come in with some snow. And because of the cold air coming in behind that front, I would say not only snow, but also maybe a risk of some snow squalls with it as well. So that's, you know, little bits of heavier bursts of snow as it comes in, get blowing around and reducing your visibility. So just be aware of that. That's going to be around for Friday morning. May see some snowfall totals in the range of 5 to 10 centimeters out of it. And then temperatures really fall as we move through Friday afternoon into Friday evening and night. And for the Truro area, we're probably expecting to get down to a low temperature, I would say, of around minus 27, minus 28 Friday night and Saturday morning. So that's actual air temperature.
Oh.
And then you put the winds on top of that. And again, there's going to be some wind gusts that'll be around, let's say, the 60 kilometer per hour mark. And that'll make it feel probably in the range of minus 35 to minus 40 for a period of time Friday night into Saturday morning.
Ooh, that is cold.
That is cold, yes. So our criteria here in the Maritimes for extreme cold warnings to be issued is a wind chill making it feel minus 35 or colder for 2 hours or more. So that's the criteria. So it looks like we're going to be coming close to that criteria. And we haven't actually seen an extreme cold warning issued here in Nova Scotia since 2015. So it's been a few years now since we've had one of those in effect for the province. And it looks like we're going to be bumping up against that criteria again as we move through Friday night into Saturday morning. And the reason why they have that criteria is when you start to get into wind chills that are making you feel minus 28 or colder, there is an increased risk of frostbite to exposed skin in about 30 minutes or less. So we just want to be aware that we've got this the snap of cold coming in Friday night into Saturday, and it's a bit more than what we typically have to contend with this time of the year. There was actually a really interesting piece of information that came out of the National Weather Service office in Caribou, Maine. They send up weather balloons there that measure temperatures as the balloon rises up in the atmosphere. And they're saying that this Arctic air coming in may actually challenge the standing record for how cold it is, about a kilometer and a half above the ground once this Arctic air comes into place. So, and they've been launching those balloons for over 70 years now. So just gives you an idea that this is just a little bit more than what we typically get as far as a snap of cold air goes this time of year.
So we're looking at an extreme cold snap, but like you said, the good news is short-lived.
Yes, that's right. So as we get into the Sunday-Monday time frame, we get caught here in the Maritimes between two pressure systems, high pressure off to the east of us and low pressure to the west. And that'll actually put us in a bit of a southerly wind, and that's going to start bringing in some milder air back up the eastern seaboard of the United States. And that'll happen at the Sunday-Monday time frame. So temperatures will probably actually rise from Sunday morning all the way into Monday morning. So they'll be on the way up, not only through the day on Sunday, but also looks like they're going to be on their way up a little bit Sunday night into Monday morning. So really just contending with this, the worst of this cold, that Friday night through Saturday time frame.
When does spring hit? Like weather? Like I'm a winter.
I
don't like
time, so I'm gonna say June.
June, yeah. That's a good guess.
So we have Groundhog Day coming up tomorrow.
I know. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, I'll leave that to the experts.
Good answer.
If Sam will even come out of his burrow tomorrow morning, because it's going to be cold.
You know what? He picked the right day, because Thursday's, you know, I know it's cold today. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But the temperatures actually moderate a little bit on Thursday, so he picked the right day to maybe stroll out outside tomorrow. Certainly better than Friday and Saturday, that's for sure.
Thanks, Kalen.
Hey, you're welcome.